Highbridge Audio presents A Slave in the White House, Paul Jennings and the Madisons, by Elizabeth Dowling Taylor, read by Judith West. Forward. Anonymity is the usual fate of the millions of people who were enslaved in America during the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries. With no access to legalized marriage and family life, no right to make contracts or enter into business relationships, American slaves rarely entered the public record of their own accord. Instead, they more often entered as property, the subject of sales, division of estates, and, in extreme cases, when they were participants in criminal cases. They do, of course, appear in private documents. The family letters of slave owners refer to the enslaved, very often those who served in the household and were closely involved in the day-to-day life of the masters and mistresses and their children. The business of slavery also required compiling lists of the names and configurations of families, as slave owners kept track of the human beings over whom they exercised power. While the family letters of slave owners and their inventories of their human property can sometimes give us clues and starting points for considering the lives of the enslaved, they do not begin to get at the complexity of lives lived in bondage. For the most part, the feelings, thoughts, and yearnings of the enslaved will remain hidden under the blanket oppression of the slave system. Their own assessments of the people who enslaved